Okay, today's daf is Yevamos, daf Kuf Aleph. Kuf Aleph, we start the 12th parak here of Mitzvah Chalitza, the parak all about Chalitza. This 12th parak of Yevamos, the 13th parak will be about Miyun, as we head on into the last couple of parakim of the Masechta. So the Gemara here discusses the need for a Bezdin for Chalitza, Mitzvah Chalitza Bishlosha, and the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim, learns it out, how do you know Mitzvah Chalitza needs three, Machlokas, whether you need three or five, and the Gemara learns out from Sukkim. What are the Psukim? The Gemara says, my time at the Tanakam, it says, Zakenim means two, Ain Bezdin Shakel, you can't have an even number of Bezdin, so you have to add on one, so you have three. And the one that holds five has adds on an extra two, because Zikne is two, Zakenim is Shnayim, and Ain Bezdin Shakel. Tosfos is already implicitly bothered, why do you add on one? You don't want to have an even number court. Usually because you don't want a stalemate. You're going to have an argument. If you have six judges, it might be 3-on-3, then you'll be stuck. So there's a principle called Ein Bezdin Shakel, right? You don't have an even number court. So Tosfos here has two opinions. What does that have to do with the Bezdin of Chalitza? Right? Why do you have three for Bezdin of Chalitza using the principle of Ein Bezdin Shakel? So Tosfos says, Hacha Gabi Chalitza, Asi Shapir, Dein Bezdin Shakel, Mosif and Elaine Odechad. You need odd here too. Why? So you can come a pluk tebe masisa, because there are many issues that might come up. There are arguments in the Mishnayos, there are arguments in the Poskim, so there could be questions that come up, and therefore you need an odd number court system in order to make sure to always have a majority. But Tosfos says there are other examples where you need three, again, odd number, where it's clearly not because any question's going to come up. So Tosfos answers, no, maybe there too. That could be a machlokes. V'od yeshlomar, and then Tosfos has an important line. V'od yeshlomar, de bechal duchtin, de beinan roy lebezdin, ain bezdin shakel. Wherever you need bezdin, ain bezdin shakel. It has to be odd. Tosfos seems to say, even if it's not an issue of decision making or questions that might come up, you still need odd number courts. So what exactly is Tosfos alluding to in this statement? So again, there's a big topic of Ein Bezdin Shakel, which is not our topic today, about what the need for an odd number Bezdin, but we are going to touch on the other element, which will lead us to two functions of Bezdin. Two different types of functions of Bezdin, but we'll get there through seeing two different types of functions of Shtaros and two different types of functions of Edom. But first, let's ask another question. Amazing question. The Gemara tells us on the first daf in Sanhedrin that the largest court is the Bezdin of 71, right? Shivim ve'echad. How do you know that? How do we know that's the number? Shivim ve'echad. Because it says, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, Esfali Shivim ish mizignei Yisrael, gather me 70 men. And the Gemara explains on daf tezayin, the Gemara mentions in the Mishnah, it's 70 plus Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And therefore, it's 70 plus Moshe, that equals 70, that equals 71. But the Gemara also says that the Mishnah says there on that base, we don't appoint a Sanhedrin. There was the great Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, but then every Shevet had a Sanhedrin, right? It's like the lower courts. So the Mishnah says that you don't appoint a lower court for a Shevet, except if it's being witnessed in the presence of 71. Right, even the lower courts, which is a bezin of 23, has to be appointed in the presence of 71. How do you know that? How do you know that? So the Gemara says on Daf Tezayin, Kidashka Chan b'Moshe, like you find by Moshe, De'uki Sanhedros, Moshe Rabbeinu appointed the Sanhedrins, U'Moshe b'Makom Shivim Echadkoi, and Moshe was in place of 71. And if Moshe, just like a Moshe appointed the Sanhedrins, the lower Sanhedrins, and he was in place of 71, so you always need the Bezdin of 71 in order to appoint Sanhedrins. So the obvious question is, I don't say it's a stira then, was Moshe part or a part of the 71? First we say, how do you know that the Bezdin of the great Sanhedrin is 71? Because it's 70 plus Moshe, that's 71. But then the Gemara also says that when you appoint the Sanhedrin for the Shvatim, Moshe stands in place of 71, right? He's in place of the whole group, right? So is Moshe 1 or is Moshe 71, right? Different, same Mishnah, different halachos. So what is going on here? So says the, right, I didn't read it before. Esfali Shiv Mishmi Zikne Yisrael U Moshe Al Gabehen. Moshe Al Gabehen. So which is he? So let's go to another context totally. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Samache, where the Gemara there discusses Edim. The Gemara there says, if a man and woman get married in private, it's meaningless. It's meaningless. We paskin that Makadish Beino Leveina Ein Choshijin LeKiddushin. If there are no Edim, there's no marriage. So asks the Gemara, Amalei Ravashi LeRav Kahana, my daitech, why is that? Why is it that you need two witnesses for marriage? And if not, it's nothing. The yalf is davar davar mimamon. Is it because you learn it from monetary law? Right? And just like by monetary law, whenever you want to be motzi mamon, you need two edim. But one second. Imala halon odos baldin kame edim dummy. By mamonis, if the party involved admits that he's mechayiv himself. If he says he owes the money, so he owes the money. So you can have a personal admittance. Hodas b'adin k'me'edim dami. So afkan no das b'adin k'me'edim dami. He says, so do here. If you want to say the whole source for edim by marriage is dini mamonis, so should it be more chamor than dini mamonis? And just like by dini mamonis, by monetary law, he can admit to it himself, even without witnesses, and create an obligation. So too by kiddushin. So the Gemara has an important line. We just have to figure out what it means. Amarle, don't compare mamonis and kiddushin. Don't compare monetary law and kiddushin. Amar le, hasam lo kachayev la'achrini. Over there, by money, when he admits, I owe somebody this money, he's not obligating anyone else with that statement. Lo kachayev la'achrini. He's just obligating himself. Hacha kachayev la'achrini. Here, he's obligating himself. And therefore, meaning he's obligating others. What do you mean he's obligating others? If they say, we're married, then all of a sudden, he's ushered to marry her sisters. She's ushered to some of his relatives. So therefore, their statement affects negatively others. So that's why you can't admit. That's what you get. That's what the Gemara says. By mamonis, it's not chav la'achrini. By marriage, it is. Rashi explains, lo kachav la'achrini, eino chav la'acherim bo da'as azu, she'ein nifsad elahu, kachav la'achrini, she'krovo se'a nesru bo, be'krovav ne'esarin bo. That's the Rashi. Asks the Rashba on that Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Samachay, and what if it's a ger? He has no relatives. Right? What if somebody has no relatives? Then it's not kachav la'achrini. It's not negatively affecting others. Then you're going to tell me that it does work? That you don't need two witnesses? Right? So, right? And every case in the world, even by monetary law, says the Rashba. What if I say I owe you 100? And what if I owe somebody else money at the time? I'm negatively affecting them. Right? It's chav la'achrini. What if a man's married and he has a ksuba to pay? It's chav la'achrini. There's less money available for the ksuba. So marriage, sometimes you could have a case where it's not chav la'achrini. And monetary law, you could have a case of chav la'achrini. So the Rashba wonders, what exactly does the Gemara mean? The question is, how fundamental is this, should we understand this line that distinguishes? Again, chav la'achrini and not chav la'achrini, if you take it literally, you have the Rashba's problem. So maybe what you have to say, and this is the derech that Reb Chaim takes it, and that is, maybe the Gemara is saying something more fundamental. It's not just saying chav la'achrini and not chav la'achrini, but the fact that money usually does not affect others means it's a certain type of case and certain type of witnesses that are required. When it comes to marriage, because it inherently affects others, so it's different type of edim that are required. What do you mean different type of edim? Let's go to one more area, and then we'll come back. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin Adaf Mem Gimel, where the Gemara says that for marriage, one does not require yichud edim. Right? One does not have to designate the edim. We'll see why in a second, why many do. But the Gemara says in Kiddushin Adaf Mem Gimel, the Gemara talks about Shliach Nasa Eid. The Gemara says, Elamayata, the Gemara asks rhetorically, Kidesh Isha Bifnei Shnayim Velo Omer Lematem Eidai. If a man gets married in front of two witnesses and doesn't tell them, you are my witnesses, Hachanami Delovi Kiddushin, it's not going to work. The Gemara assumes it's for sure going to work. If there are two witnesses and a man gets married to a woman in front of two witnesses, it works. He does not have to say, you are my witnesses. That's the Gemara's rhetorical question. So says the Ritva. And therefore, according to that, you don't have to do this whole thing under the chuppah where the chassan says, you are ma'edim, and to the exclusion of others, and all the different nischos. So what that based on is based on the Ritva. The Ritva that's quoted by the later poskim, by the Pischei Tshuva and others. The Ritva on that Gemara in Kiddushin and Dapem Gimel, where the Ritva says, when do you say you do not need to be miyachid edim, you don't have to designate edim? That's by a case where there's nobody else there. There's nobody else there watching. But where there are other people watching, including family members, who are puzzled to be witnesses. Kol heichas sheish ba'osa mamad k'sher mo psulim mo krovim sarach liyached edei kedusha. Then you have to be miyached. And that's normally, family members are under the chuppah. So there you would have to be miyached edei. Why? D'ilo, because if not, kivan d'eit pasul b'neim edus kulam b'teila. Because we know the principle of nimsech of karav apostle edus b'teila. If you have one pasul eid in a group, the whole group is thrown out. So you have to be miyached and say, you are my edim and not those people. And even if they say, what if a family member just saying, we have no intention of being Edim. We're just here because we're celebrating. We have no intention of being Edim. Says the Ritva, it doesn't make a difference. That claim would only work by monetary law, by Dinei Mamonos. Right? Why? Or Dinei Nefashos. Because then you're not an aid until you come to court. Right? You don't get the status of an aid until you come to court by Dinei Nefashos and Dinei Mamonos. She'ena Edus miskayemes ha'chabon lebezdin. V'shas ri'iya lo chashiva Edus. Aval hacha b'kidushin, by marriage, is he coming to court for any reason? Nothing to do with court. He's just witnessing something. Says the Ritva, ein ha'edus ba'ala ames hadavar bilvad. The Edim are not there just to say what happened, to verify what happened. El afidil yadinan, da'achi kush to the milsa. Even if you know for sure you have a video that the marriage took place, it's still not going to work. Ein mekudesh is without witnesses. Ein mekudesh below Edim. Ve'ein lekidushin kiyum below Edus. The kedusha does not have any kiyum. It doesn't exist without witnesses. V'gzeras hakasavu. And therefore, when it comes to marriage, they become witnesses at the moment that they saw it, not when they come to court. And that's why you have to be miyached edim, says the Ritva. What does this mean? So the way the Achronim formulate this Ritva, the Lamdas, is there are two types of edim: edei birur and edei kiyum. What does that mean? So if you look, there's a ksos that seems to say that they're just quantitatively different. By monetary law, if I lend you money, I owe you money even if there are no witnesses there. If I want to prove it later, so then I need witnesses there. Those are called edei birur. They're mevarer. They clear up things later on. But I don't need them there. But why by kiddushin do you need them there? So the ksos and others seem to point in the direction of, well, it's so important, you want to make sure that it's provable afterwards. What my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig used to call super edei birur. Right? You want them there just to make sure that it's provable afterwards. But you could go one step further, Shem Reb Chaim, and that is edei kiyum, and not edei birur. Edei birur means you have to know it's provable afterwards. Edei kiyum means there are certain events in Yahadus that the halacha demands that is witnessed. Not because you want to prove it afterwards, but just because this event is so transitionary, this event is so defining, that you need edei kiyum to be mekayim the event. B'mekayimei davar hakasa medaber is the lashon of Chazal. Right? Edei kiyum, they're mekayim, like the Ritva's lashon. It didn't happen without witnesses. Those are two different functions of witnesses. And maybe now going back, maybe that's the pshat of the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Samachay. Chav la'achrini and not chav la'achrini. That's not just, is it negative affecting others or not? No. If marriage usually affects others, that's a siman of a transitionary, of a transcendental, that's the word, transcendental and transitionary, but transcendental event that is taking place that must be witnessed. That's what it means, chav la'achrini. Lo chav la'achrini means it's just about me. It's monetary law. I'm just obligating myself. So that would only require edei birur, and without edei birur, it still took place. It still exists. It's just that it's not. It doesn't need to be witnessed. That's so. If you look at Reb Chaim, the Chiddush Reb Chaim Halevi on the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum Chalitza in Dalet Hazayin, he says, by znus, right? Is a woman usher to her husband if there are no witnesses to the affair? She knows she did it willingly. She usher to her husband. Yes. Right, because that ain't davar she'be'erva pachas mishnayim, you apply that principle. You can't change status in erva. No, because by znus, all you need are edim to prevent, to know what happened. Like the Gemara says, lo ivri sadi el shakri, and she's neseres even without edim. But by gittin v'kiddushin, ha edim hu she'mekayim ha'milsa. The edim are mekayim the event. Uketekayim alon, like we know, if you try to get married or divorced without edim, lo avi kiddushin v'gerushin. Because by znus, the iser is baba meila. Mashiaki begin the kedushin. Tahabal hu sha'osa etzem agirishim akedushin. Va'iser v'heter al karcha tzrichen edim lekiyume milsa. What we called edei kiyum. So there are two different types of edim. We could also apply this that there are two different types of shtaros. documents, right? If I lend you money and there's a document that says that I owe you money, so that shtar is a shtar chov, it's a shtar raya. It's a shtar raya. You don't need the shtar for the event to have taken place. You don't need the shtar to create the chiyuv. It's just that if I want to prove it afterwards, I need the shtar. That's a shtar raya. And that's what a shtar chov is. And that is also what a ksuba is. What's a ksuba? A ksuba is a shtar that proves that the husband accepted upon himself chiyuvim to pay the wife in certain circumstances. That's a shtar ksuba. Right? But then there's another type of shtar. Shtar kinyan. A get. A get is an ashtar raya. It could be afterwards also. But first and foremost, a get is a shtar kinyan. It accomplishes a status change. A get, a shtar kiddushin, a shtar shichur. Those are different types of shtaros, right? Those are shtaros that perform a function, right? They prove this in the Rambam. The Rambam Menuchas Eidus says that shtaros are derabanan. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Mi daraisa ein makavlan Eidus lo b'dinim mamash lo b'dinim nefashos el mipia Eidim." Eidus has to be when they are standing there. Mipia v'lo mipi ksavam. Then you're allowed to decide dinim amanis with edus bishtar, even though you really need edim verbally. So ask all the achronim, ask the nesivas, ask everybody on this Rambam. Shtar is a derabanan. What about a get? What about a shtar kiddushin? What? That's only derabanan. Of course, that's a pasuk in chumash. So the answer is the Rambam is talking about shtarei raya or derabanan. Shtari raya or derabanan, to prove something afterwards. But shtari kinyan, that of course is daraisa. So again, that's similar to, again, is it functional or is it just to prove something afterwards? Similar to the chilek that we made by Edim, you have this chilek by shtaros also. That is why, by the way, again, it's a big Rav Asher Weiss writes this and Rav Shachter discusses this. Before 15, 20 years ago, I remember weddings before, the chassan gives the ksupa to the wife under the chuppah. So Rav Asher Weiss writes Befeirush, Rav Shechter holds, many other poskim say, that does not have to be witnessed by Edim. That doesn't have to be witnessed by Edim. Why? A ksuba is a shtar raya. There's no marriage going on with the ksuba. Right? The marriage takes place, Hariyamu Kudeshesli, with the ring. Right? Hariyamu, and then afterwards, the shtar, the kinyanim already exists by the chassan's tish, when the chassan accepts the kinyan. There are some poskim, there are some Masari Kedushin now that are makbid for the Mesiris ksuba to be witnessed, but Me'ikar Hadin, it's no. There's no need for it. It's a shtar raya, and therefore it has nothing to do with kinyanim. By shtar raya, edi chasima karsi, not edi misira karsi. So, but again, that is something that some do. One has to ask them why that chumra is there. Okay, but now back to Beis Din. So we have this chilek by edim, we have this chilek by shtaros. So now our original question: what about these 2 days in our Tosfos here? Right? Maybe you have these two functions by Beis Din too. Sometimes Beis Din is there to decide things. Right? There are questions that come up. And you have to decide things. So you need to make decisions. But then there's sometimes that Beis Din is not making any decision. But there's an event that needs the witnessing of Beis Din. Sometimes it just needs to be witnessed by Beis Din. That's the demand of Halacha. Sometimes even the Beis Din of three plays these two functions. That's our Tosfos. Right? A Beis Din of three. Most of the time a Beis Din of three is just there to answer questions. To decide questions. But sometimes that's the second day of Tosfos. A Beis Din of Chalitza, maybe it had, whenever you need a Beis Din, it needs three. Even if it's not answering any questions. And that's this Beis Din of Chalitza could be, you're right, the second day of Tosfos, you need a Beis Din, it has to be three. But it could be Beis Din of Chalitza is not there, just as a Beis Din shell birur, but what we might call a Beis Din shell kiyum. Right, you have that by the Beis Din of 71 also. Sometimes the Beis Din of 71 has to decide things. If the Kohen Gadol is on trial, it has to be done by the Beis Din of 71. That's the 71 as a Beis Din of Birur. But then appointing a Sanhedrin of 23 for the Shvatim, or expanding the borders of Yerushalayim and the Azara has to be witnessed by 71. They're not making any decisions there. They're just witnessing. You need their presence there. So again, that's a Beis Din of Kiyum, not Beis Din of Raya. So you have this beautiful chiluk by Edom, by Shtaros, by Beis Din. And finally, the punchline that Rav Soloveitchik added on in the Yahrzeit Shir, maybe even Moshe Rabbeinu plays these two different roles. And that's how he could be one and he could be 71. When Moshe Rabbeinu is deciding something, Birur, then he is in place of 71. Moshe emes v'saraso emes. You can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. He is the ultimate decisor of Torah law. He is 71 when it's birur. When it's kium, when it's to witness something, you need the Sanhedrin Agada to witness, so then Moshe Rabbeinu is one Jew. Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the 71 because it has to be witnessed by 71 Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu is no greater than any other Jew regarding the witnessing. That's Bezdin Labirur and Bezdin Laraya and Bezdin Kiyum, and even Moshe Rabbeinu might have those two statuses. So again, but all of this might come from this Tosfos over here, which has 2 days why you would need Bezdin Shakol, Ein Bezdin Shakol by Chalitza. It could be relating to these two functions of Bezdin. Okay, we'll stop here.